Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week, we had one post on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. This post described a randomized clinical trial where the authors found that local or whole body vibration treatments increase quadriceps function similarly. Vibration therapy can be a tool to facilitate strengthening protocols. The authors found that immediately post-intervention, participants who received whole body vibration had increased peak torque and central activation ratios. Furthermore, both vibration groups had greater EMG increases immediately after intervention compared with the control group. Corticomotor excitability was enhanced immediately post whole body vibration and persisted up to 20 minutes post-intervention. However, these post-intervention measures were not different than the control group. Among participants who received local vibration, a similar pattern was found for one measurement of corticomotor excitability, specifically active motor threshold. There were no differences between whole body and local muscle vibration. Whole body and local muscle vibration increased quadriceps function in a healthy population, and some of these changes may persist as far as 20 minutes post-treatment. Although these extended benefits were not different than the control group, the benefits may be related to changes in corticomotor excitability instead of spinal motor neuron excitability. It would be interesting to see if treatment duration affects how long these improvements persist. Clinicians could incorporate vibration therapy to enhance strengthening during a rehabilitation or training program. The convenient findings about this study are that there were no differences between local muscle and whole body vibrations. Oftentimes, whole body vibration units are expensive, hence, local muscle vibration may provide a more cost-feasible option. It would be interesting to see if the findings would be similar in individuals who have suffered a knee injury and have diminished quadriceps function. Vibration therapy is an option that clinicians should remember when looking to improve quadriceps function to assist in strengthening. One of the interesting things that got brought up in this study was the idea that local vibration and whole body vibration were no different than each other. And while in the post we talk about the cost side of things, I think many of us have walked through exhibit halls at the conferences and seeing these whole body vibration platforms and how big they are. So not only are they expensive, but many clinicians just don't have room in their clinic to give space to a whole body vibration machine. The reassuring thing about this study is it suggests that if you wanted to go down that route, there may be, at least for the quadriceps, some potential use for local vibration units, which would be smaller and easier to store. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was a Scientific American article on how concussions affect women more adversely than men. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.